This is the Seedbed Daily Text for Wednesday, July the 18th, 2018. The problem when our problems consume our praying. Matthew 6, 9 to 13. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Consider this. I remember the first day of class in my freshman year of college. The professor drew a diagram on the board of a pyramid. He introduced to us as Maslow's hierarchy of needs. He explained Abraham Maslow's theory that human beings start at the lowest and most basic level of needs for physical survival and work their way up to the highest level need of self-actualization. Here is the hierarchy of needs. Physical. We need air, water, food, rest, health. Security, safety, shelter, stability. The next level up, social, belonging, being loved, inclusion. The next level, ego, self-esteem, power, recognition, prestige. And finally, at the top of the pyramid, self-actualization, finding meaning through larger purpose. The fascinating thing about the Lord's Prayer is the way it corresponds with the hierarchy of needs. Watch this. For physical needs, give us this day our daily bread. That's for provision. Security. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That's protection. Social. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Peace. Ego, hallowed be your name, power, and self-actualization. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's the purpose. The Lord's Prayer also inverts the pyramid with the base at the top and the top at the bottom. In other words, we aren't climbing our way up the pyramid through a quest of meeting a hierarchy of needs. We begin at the very bottom with the consuming purpose of God's kingdom and trust our needs to be met by God. Later in this same chapter, Jesus challenges us not to worry about food and clothes and all the needs of our lives, which can generate so much anxiety and worry. He says instead, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Matthew 6:33. All these things, known as our problems, fall into the categories of provision, protection, and peace, and can consume every bit of our waking lives. Jesus doesn't want us consumed by our problems, but captured by the consuming priority of your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's my theory on why Jesus wants the disciples' prayer to be the 53-word extent of lifting up our basic needs before him behind closed doors. He wants the bulk of our time to be spent praying on location as we move about the everyday walking around world of family, work, and community. In the zone of your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, I don't think he wants us to spend a lot of time in our prayer closets praying about our problems or other people's problems for that matter. Don't you think that instead of praying in our closets for hungry people to be fed, or feeling any number of other things we might pray about, He would rather us prayerfully go about feeding them? Summarizing, the problem of our problems is the way they can consume our praying. When Jesus' passion, which is His kingdom, becomes our priority, our problems become His priority. In other words, when His priority becomes our priority, our problems become His problems. Am I saying these 53 words should be the extent of our behind-closed-door praying? No. But for purposes of our disciples' prayer experiment, that's all I'm asking us to do in our prayer closets for the next several weeks. Remember the challenge? Number one, go into a room. Number two, close the door. Number three, say the 53 words aloud to God. Number four, leave. Seriously, leave. I can already tell this is going to change me. The prayer. Almighty, ascended Lord Jesus Christ, You are high and exalted, yet nearer than our breath. Bring new order and clear dimension and fresh power to my praying. Show me what closet prayer looks like, and then lead me in how prayer on the streets works. I'm ready for Your ancient yet new ways. Right here, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Amen. The questions. Number one, have you accepted the disciples' prayer experiment challenge? Why or why not? How's that going? Number two, what do you think of the way the Lord's Prayer matches up with Maslow's hierarchy of needs? And number three, what do you think about the way the Lord's Prayer inverts the hierarchy into a lowerarchy where everyone can find and fulfill the big purpose at the bottom level while learning to trust God rather than having to climb to the top? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.